are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
He says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topic, from textile to gossip. Listen and to hear what Max is to share. LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. This is your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night edition here. Well, it's Father's Day. Yes, it is. So to all you fathers out there, we wish you a very happy Father's Day. To all you fathers who are not out there, we wish you an even bigger happy Father's Day, because you got those celestial powers hanging over us, loving us, watching over us, guiding us. To our ancestors, to all the grandfathers and fathers and great-grandfathers and uncles, today's the day that we reverence you. We bow down to you and we say thank you. For all the fathers in the lives of people who really weren't their fathers but stepped in and are their fathers, thank you to you too. We're just in a thankful mood here tonight because it's Father's Day. You know, my father died, I think it's like 23 years now ago he died. And I think the best thing that I've done to remember my father, and there's a quote that I love to say, is every time you say my name, my spirit shall live. So, I did a book with Al Roker called Big Shoes, with Al Roker and celebrity friends and Katie Couric's in it, and Matt Lauer, Donald Trump, Kelly Ripa, Limity Snicket, BD Wong. I mean, there's some really great people. So if you kind of forgot that it was Father's Day, I don't know how you could, but in case you did, that book is still available. Yes, it is, called Big Shoes by Al Roker and friends. Big Shoes in celebrations of fathers and fatherhood, in celebrations of dads and fatherhood. It's a great book. I did a couple years ago with Mr. Al Roker. We have a good time in that book. You can find out about my story there, find out a little bit about my father and the wonderful life I lived with him. You know, today I was reminiscing and I was like, you know, there's one thing I remember about my father, Mario Tucci, and Mario Carlo Tucci, and he used to sing the most beautiful opera. And he used to sing Non ti scordavi me, which is a beautiful aria that Pavarotti sang. And I just hear sometimes that aria echoing through my mind, and it just brings back good times. And, you know, like I said, my father, I didn't have for a very long time, only 8 years and 7 or 8 years. And it was like he was always with us. And like, he kind of knew he was going to die young because he did spend that quality time with us, that so much time with us. So do you miss your fathers tonight? If they're not here with you anymore, tweet me at Max Tucci. Let me know. We'll give some shout outs tonight on the air. If you feel like calling in, the number is 323-203-0815. Well, everyone, I need to let you know that I am on eHow. I'm an official eHow presenter. So I'm getting notes here saying, remind people. They already know. So I am an eHow presenter. You can catch me there doing some eHow food projects with Rachel Ray and buddies. And we teach y'all some fun, quick things in the kitchen. At least I do. I'm all about the quick and easy, fun stuff. I'm not saying I'm quick and easy. I'm saying my recipes are. They are. They're really fun, and they're something that everyone can do. Speaking of recipes, you got to go to foodietutor.com because today she released a new pizzagna with her father. So that's a fun video on foodietutor.com. She's also on YouTube videos. That's the Foodie Tutor. You know, I'm one of the creators of that show. Did y'all know that? Well, speaking of shows, there's a lot of stuff coming up my way, and I just want you all to be the first to know. So, you know, if anything happens with Max Tucci, you can always tune into Max and Friends to hear it first. Follow me on Twitter at Max Tucci. Follow me on Facebook. You know, I've got a fan page there, the Max Tucci to the Max and Max and Friends fan club. Do y'all remember when we were Max and Friends to the Max? That was like 5 years ago. Wow. LA Talk Radio. How you doing, everybody? Well, I'm dragging tonight because I'm like in that kind of mood where I just want to hang out with you all for a couple minutes. I'm getting tweets. Hi to Cheryl out there. How you doing? And hi to Ben. We just got some funky people. I love y'all. Y'all the best. Well, we've got a great show tonight. Dr. David Hill is going to be joining us. He's the author of Dad to Dad. Now, you know, there's a lot of books out there that are written by women for men. Does that make sense to you? I guess not to me, but Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. If you want to know how to be a pro dad, right? I like that, pro dad. We've got the pediatrician, single father of three, and author of new book from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's the first book that they actually aimed specifically at fathers, so I think that's kind of cool. Dr. David Hill is going to be joining us and letting you know, why do dads need their own book? Do y'all know why dads need their own book? Tweet me. I'm pushing Twitter tonight, at Max Tucci. Then, y'all watch Showtime, the show Gigolos. I don't know if y'all watch it or not, but apparently there's a lot of buzz going about that show. And we're going to have Stephen Gant joining us tonight, if we can find him. He's supposed to be here tonight. But you know the life of a gigolo, you're always on the go, I guess. Gigologo. That's the new word. But yeah, so Stephen Gant's going to be here. I know the lady's been going crazy about that, and some of you guys too. But you all been tweeting me all week. I love it. I've been hanging out at the Raleigh in South Beach this week. Y'all know Jackie, Miss Jackie the Guru. Fitness guru. Well, Jackie was hanging out at the pool today at the Raleigh, and we were having brunch and just chilling out and good old times. And it was fun. South Beach is good vibe. But I walked into Dashen, you know, the bookstore of Dashen, one of my favorite things ever. We spoke about them here. I've got that big sumo book, you know, the one by Helmut Newton. And it was just amazing. Every time, you know, that book I have up in Connecticut and I'm in Florida and I see that book and I'm like, that's an amazing book. Speaking of books, don't forget to get Big Shoes by Al Roker and Friends. And if you want to get another book that I'm in, that's a great book. This is a great book I'm going to tell you about. We had him on the show, Eduardo Zoll from Extreme Makeover Home Edition. The book is called Extreme Entertaining Made Simple. I'm about making things simple. So we have enough drama in our life. And speaking of drama, we're going to play a song that I think is dramatic because y'all know that there's so many dads out there that we just don't say, I love you too, or how you doing, or what's going on. You know, our fathers are the pillars sometimes of the household. Mothers bring the house together, but the fathers are the cornerstone. And sometimes we just ignore them. You know, it's not that we ignore them. I don't know. I mean, y'all tweet me because I don't know. My father died when I was a child, so I really don't know. But I don't know why there's that like kind of notion that fathers and their children aren't always getting along, or, you know, the strict hand, but we need our daddies, right? So even if they're not here on earth with us, you know, they're right there. They're right there. All right. Well, I'm going to play a song for y'all. Y'all remember our boy Thomas Hibner. He's just the best. He can write a song. This boy is so gifted and talented, this young man. We found him here, our Max and Friends, through Miley Cyrus. She tweeted about him, and we picked it up right away on that. And the song that you mean so much to me, this song I dedicate to my father, Mario Carlo Tucci, and to all you fathers that are no longer with us and that are with us. We'll give this to all the fathers out there. That You Mean So Much to Me by Thomas Hibner. And when we're back, Dr. David Hill, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. I'm Max Tucci. Stay tuned.
Walking around trying to figure it out, a missing part that's lost inside of me. Every once in a while there would be some teardrops hitting the ground wherever I go. It's not easy for me to let you go, even though I pretend it didn't bother me. So much to say about you, watching you walk away. regret something, what I should have told you. It's not easy for me to let you go. One day my heart will let you go. With the pain of losing you, I will hide my broken heart. That you mean so much.
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Thomas Hibner's song, That You Mean So Much to Me. Don't y'all just love it? It's a great song. It's one of those inspiring songs that we just send out on the airwaves so that y'all can grasp it, love it, hold on to it, replay it. Speaking of replays, I want you all to go to Max Tucci here on latalkradio.com to my page because you're going to have almost 5 years of radio shows. Can y'all believe it? We've got Lisa Lampanelli. You all remember that? Swami G. Belinda. Remember when we had that actual guru who was living in a cave for almost, what was it, a couple years? He was actually on our Father's Day show 2 years ago with Mike Horn. Remember Mike Horn? That was an inspiring interview. He's the explorer that goes all over the world on Pangea, the boat. Wow, that was pretty intense, that show. I think he was calling us from Antarctica or something. So I got to go listen to that show from a couple years ago here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Well, tonight we're going to give you dad-to-dad parenting like a pro. Do you all think you have what it takes to be a dad? Do you all think you have what it takes to be a single dad? Well, do you all have what it takes to be a pediatrician and a dad? So you really have all your kids, all your patients, all your children. You're a pediatrician, a single dad, and you're an author. Well, my next guest, Dr. David Hill, is just that, a man of many talents and also the author of Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. Go get it. And so you can begin to parent like a pro. Welcome to Max and Friends, Dr. David Hill. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm good. And after that intro, I got to tell you, Max, I don't want to try and top other people, but I am on a boat in a cave right now.
That's talented.
I feel competitive about this, so I just want people to know that.
Right, as you should, because you know what? There's nothing like being on a boat in a cave and being a pediatrician and an author and a father, a single father. But the book, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro, is the only book that American Academy of Pediatrics have aimed towards fathers. How did you get involved in this book, and why is it so necessary?
You know, it feels like what my life experience has kind of prepared me for. I have worn most of the hats that a dad can wear in my life. I started married to a young woman that I met during our medical training, and she was a kidney specialist, and we had a couple of children. By the time she was done with her training, we moved here to Wilmington, North Carolina, on the other coast. And I didn't have a job when I actually left a very good job so that she could get what looked like an even better job. And came here and said, you know what, this is no big deal. You're going to be a high-powered medical specialist. And you know what, let me stay home with the kids. I'm trained for this, right? I know what I'm doing. I'm a pediatrician. I'll stay home. You work. It's going to be fine. And that was about the hardest thing I've ever done, being a stay-at-home dad. If you know any stay-at-home dads, if you're a stay-at-home dad out there, man, that don't take that lightly. That
is now, why is it so challenging?
You know, I think for several things. Where I was and at that time as well, it was really hard to get support. You know, you'd take your kids to the park, and the mothers would kind of move to another bench. I was looking around to see if there was, like, my face on a poster on the telephone poles around there. You know, you go to the grocery store, be like, oh, that's so cute. You're with your kids. What do you do? Well, this is what I do. No, what do you really do? You know, what's your real job? No, this is what I'm doing right now. Oh, you know, the society just wasn't exactly ready for it. I think, fortunately, in the intervening 10 years, we've gotten better at it. There are more dads out there doing it. You know, people know that that's a legitimate thing to do with your life. And that's spreading, which I'm really happy to say. The Internet's also making it easier to find support from other dads and say, there are people who are doing this. There are people who know what I'm doing. And what's your experience? How do you clean up stains out of the carpet? You know, these conversations that we've been taking it for granted that women can have with each other for years. You look around for another guy to talk to about it, and you're like, I don't know. Who am I going to talk to? But now you can find those people. There are more and more support networks. And so I think that's a really heartening trend, and I'm excited to sort of be part of that trend. I went back to work, and so then we were a two working professional family, and that had all of its own challenges. You know, not a lot of time. Who's going to make dinner? How are we going to get the kids to bed? How are we going to wake up and do it again the next day? Very difficult. And then my wife stayed home for a while, and I was the sole breadwinner, which is, you know, full of its own challenges. Am I seeing the kids enough? Do they know who I am? Am I participating? Am I showing enough appreciation of my wife staying home and doing everything so that I can do this? And then, unfortunately, that marriage did end in divorce, and that left me where I am now. As a single dad, we share custody 50% of the time, and we cooperate very closely in all the child care. I'm very fortunate in that we've had a relatively friendly divorce, and we can get together and make sure the kids' needs are met and that we can agree on what needs to happen. That's not everybody's situation by any means, but I feel really lucky that it's my situation. That said, I still, you know, have to look up a lot of the time and say, okay, it's just me here. What am I going to do?
And I think, and you know, that's the same question that a lot of dads have. It's just me. What am I going to do? You know, there's a lot of single fathers out there, and they don't know if they're cut out for it. All of a sudden, you know, in some cases, the wives, you know, separate, but the wife actually passes away, and then the father is stuck with the children. I shouldn't say stuck. That's the wrong word. But the father has now the children. And he's like, oh, my God, what now? So what do you tell fathers? What's some advice if someone just became a single dad that you've learned that you're like, listen, take this torch and carry it because it worked for me?
Yeah, you know, I think first and foremost, mobilize your network. Don't try and do this alone. Parenting is arguably the most difficult job there is out there. Nobody ever tells you whether you're really doing it right or not. It's hard. You don't get a grade. Nobody gives you a performance review until your kids go to therapy later on, and then they'll let you know. But, you know, at the time, you don't necessarily get a lot of feedback. And it can be lonely. It can be frightening. And so, you know, call your own parents. Call other people that you know and that you trust. As a pediatrician, obviously, I think your child's pediatrician is a great source for advice. The American Academy of Pediatrics has a website, healthychildren.org, that you can go to get basic advice. Obviously, my book covers both psychosocial issues, you know, how do you talk to your kids about sex, how should they use the phone, what do you do about video games, but also a lot of basic medical stuff. What if your child wakes up in the middle of the night with a fever or an earache or vomiting or diarrhea? Do you call the doctor? Do you take them to the hospital? You know, how do you get them better? What can you do at home rather than necessarily rush to the ER? So you want to find all the resources that you've got and, you know, really keep them on a close leash, especially when you're first going out there. If this is new, you know, gather all of your forces. Get everybody you know, because you're going to need some emotional support and some logistical support.
Absolutely. Now, you know, that was a great topic you brought up. How do you talk to your kids about sex? So how do you actually tackle that? Because I know a lot of parents, not just fathers, but mothers too, you know, they're trying to figure out, okay, here are the birds and the bees. There's always got to come up. So how do you tackle that question with your kids? And when is the appropriate time?
Absolutely. You know, the appropriate time is any time. It really should be a lifelong conversation that's ongoing. And how that conversation happens changes as the child grows. When you look at preschoolers, for example, they just want to know what their parts are and how their parts are different from other people's parts and how does everybody pee and poop and, you know, they're very basic anatomical and identity questions. And then as they get up into the school years, they really want to know how babies are made. And you can sort of answer the questions as they come up. They're going to happen. You take a visit to the farm, you know, if something comes on TV you weren't anticipating, you got a question in front of you, and answer that question as best you can, and then leave it because, you know, you can ask at the end, so was that what you wanted to know? Did I answer your question? And often you'll get, yeah, okay, that's good. So we're done for now. And then another question will come up later, and it'll kind of build slowly. I encourage parents also to feel free to say, you know what, I'm not sure I can answer that right now. I don't know exactly what to tell you, or can I get back with you on that tomorrow? I'm going to get there, but give me a moment, because you might really need to run to the Internet or call somebody or talk to your
child. The kids are going to be on the Internet before you.
Yeah, right. You know,
but now, speaking of, how long have you been a pediatrician for?
I've been doing this, depending on how you start counting, probably about 14 years or so.
Okay, so from 14 years ago till now, you know, I mean, the Internet is a big thing. We laugh, we joke about it, but a lot of kids don't necessarily go to their parents anymore or their fathers because they can go to the Internet. So how have you seen the progression of parenting from just joining the pediatric world till now change with the Internet?
Well, you know, my daughter just got her first smartphone. She's 12 years old, and her phone conked out, and I traded in my old iPhone for her. And I tell you, it is a very different thing because I'm not sure I always know what's going on that screen. What you'd like to do is establish what's called a family media use plan. You sit down and you say, okay, guys, here are our ground rules for how we're going to use this technology. Some ground rules that we as pediatricians think are a really good idea. We don't think it's great to have a TV in your kid's room, honestly, especially if it's hooked up to cable. It tends to distract from sleep. You tend not to keep as close a tab on what your child is watching. It's not as good for homework. It's also good if you can sit down as a family and have an electronic free meal. Turn the TV off. Make a little basket of cell phones over on the counter and say, you know what, for the next 30 minutes, I'm going to give you my attention because I want to hear what's going on in your life, and I'd like you to give me your attention. So put down Angry Birds for a minute, you know, pause it, you can come back to it. We're going to actually talk to each other for the next half hour. Another idea is to get the phones in that same basket for nighttime. You know, we have a lot of teens who are texting all night long. They wake up exhausted. They do lousy in school. Let's put the phones to bed when everybody should be sleeping. Not every family does this, but I insist on knowing everybody's passwords. And one thing you can do, some adults get left behind by what their kids are doing on the web. Ask your kids to show you. Say, you know, I was looking in your browsing history. I saw this site. Show me how that thing works. You know, what happens when you go on there?
Call them out on it, right?
Yeah, I'll do that. I mean, my daughter goes on these social network sites here where you have a little avatar and she, you know, runs around and talks to people. I'm like, well, what happens? Can you go into a room and have sex with somebody on that site? Because on some of them you can, and on others you can't, you know? Can you say anything you want? Can you give out your phone number and your address? You really need to teach kids that their personal information never goes out there. You know, that's really.
You know, I got to tell you, I have a little ritual too, but I don't have children, but I use it with my friends because sometimes they act like children. But you know what happens when we go to dinner and we all have our, because everyone has a cell phone now. My niece is 11, she has a cell phone. When we go to dinner, everybody puts their phone right on the table, in the middle of the table. Whoever touches the phone first has to pay for dinner. That's it. You know, and it's tough with kids, but like if I'm out with my niece and I put the phone down, she's got to put her phone down too. And if she touches that phone for any reason, I'm like, you know what, Lily, listen, you got to hook Uncle Max up with some money now. So it's a good deterrence and it works. It works.
I love
once
that.
You start taking their money away, you know, money's a mood changer with kids. So
yeah, absolutely.
And it's something that works.
That's great. Plus, I mean, you're a chef, so you want people to be tasting their food, not, you
right.
know, checking.
Sit down, calm down. You don't need your phone. But, you know, you do need the book, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro, because there's stuff in that book that's going to help you fathers out there who really have no idea. And if you think you have an idea, can you really parent like a pro? So what does it mean to parent like a pro, Dr. David?
I wish I knew, really. at the foreword to the book, I dedicate it to my kids, and I say, you guys – have my permission to laugh hysterically if you ever hear your father referred to as a parenting expert, you know, because I've got the
Have your kids read the book?
Yeah, you know what? My son, my 10-year-old, was just flipping through it today, as a matter of fact, for the first time. I've read little passages and stuff, but he was actually kind of exploring it and going, oh, wow, Dad, yeah, it's kind of interesting. But I have tested it all at home. I really have. And none of us is perfect. And I'm the first person to say, I am absolutely not perfect. It is frustrating. It is hard. You never know when you're doing it right. I've got the principles, and I try to exercise them. Like anybody else, but you know, it's a hard day. Every day when you put your kids to bed, you hope you've done it right. And you know, you never know for sure. I certainly hope.
Now, what are some things that fathers who are listening to right now, because this is a Father's Day show and we want to have guys out there that are listening really become the fathers they're supposed to be. What's some advice that you, some real core advice in fathering you want to offer to people listening who really have no idea, or they're lost, or they want to be a better father? How can
you know, the first thing I tell them is don't listen to any message that says you can't do this. You know, you turn on TV and, you know, I'm a humor writer. I love sitcoms. You can't have a sitcom without a bumbling dad almost, right? But that stuff could get in your head, you know. It could be like, I say in the book, right, I brought my daughter out to the grocery store and she's in mismatched clothes. And people are like, oh, Daddy dressed you today. No, you know what? I dressed her perfectly. I'm kind of a style kind of guy. But she threw up on the first two outfits, and this is what was in the trunk of the car, okay?
Okay.
You know, don't let anybody tell you you can't do this. Definitely get help. Talk to your child's doctor. You know, don't be afraid to get a therapist for yourself if you're having a tough time coping with this. Talk to your dad, your mom, your friends. Find dads of the community. Get on the internet. The stay-at-home dads, SAHD, stay-at-home dad. Plug that thing into Google, and you are going to find some networks. You're going to find other people doing this. And start reaching out. You can do this. You know, we can nurture. We can put on Band-Aids. We can kiss boo-boos. We can read bedtime stories. We're good huggers. We can even talk to our boys and girls about sexual development. We don't have to be skeeved out by any of this.
Now, in your book, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro, what do you think the most important chapter is?
Wow. You know, I think I'd have to say the first chapter, which is just welcome to the club. You know, my sense of that, when I went into this, I live on a cul-de-sac where we got about six guys. We spent all weekend watching the kids run back and forth. It's kind of like King of the Hill. You know, the guys in front of the fence there on that animated TV show. And we just stand around with the kids going back and forth. We share, we talk. And I wanted to sort of bring that driveway experience out to dads who may have a bigger driveway or no driveway whatsoever, where they can share with other guys and say, yeah, this is what this experience means to me. What does it mean to you? You know, do you lock your kids outside so they don't watch TV? One of my neighbors does that. I love him to death. I took that from him, although I do let his kids in to use the bathroom at my house every now and then. But, you know, I want everybody in that driveway where we can all stand around and talk and share ideas.
Now, that's very interesting because, you know, there from the driveway to the sports field, what do you say to dads who get that competitive spirit with their kids and then they start the fighting on the field? Because that's been in all the news topics, top stories. Dads are fighting dads. Parents are fighting each other. Why? Oh, speaking of that, the phrase, why can't we all just get along? You know, Rodney King died today.
Yeah.
So hats out to him, that poor man. Well, he got his message out there. But in his words, how can we all just get along? Especially,
you know,
as fathers.
I think one thing that dads can have a tough time doing, I had to learn this, is how to know what you're feeling. I think guys, nobody teaches us necessarily to talk about our feelings, to think about them. And by the time your fists are balled up and you're up in somebody else's face, it's too late. You know, you're in the middle of a confrontation.
Yeah.
I think especially when you're dealing with kids, you have to sort of sense your own heart rate, your own breathing, feel your facial muscles. Look, I had to do this, literally. Look at your hands. Are they clenched? You know, am I making fists right now? Is my jaw clenched? My eyebrows down over my eyes, you know? This is very basic stuff. Women do this naturally. They know how they feel. But guys, sometimes we have to learn. And I think it's good if you have your radar out there early on and say, well, I'm getting upset. I'm getting really more upset than might be appropriate. And that's when you got to step away for a second and take a deep breath, not when you're up in somebody's face and, you know, ready to start a fight.
Absolutely, and that happens a lot. We've seen it on the news, so y'all fathers just need to calm down. Now your book, you have the book, everyone, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. If you have any questions, I want you to tweet me, at Max Tucci. You're on Twitter too, aren't you, Dr. Dave?
Yes, yeah, we're on it, at Dad's Book. Just all run together there.
If you got questions, hit them up over there. But we're going to play a song real quick, and then we're going to have Dr. Dave back because we want to tackle some more questions that we're getting from some tweeters. Some tweeters.
All right.
Tweeters. I've been on Twitter for so long, I don't even know what they are. Tweeters, Twitters, whatever y'all want to be. But you know what? We're going to play a song right now to all those fathers who were in the military, who are in the military, who are not with their kids, and they're fighting for this country, America. We thank you all, fathers out there, wherever you may be stationed all over the world. And we're going to play America's Song because this one's for you, America's Song on Max and Friends. And when we're back, Dr. David Hill, pediatrician and author of Dads to Dads, is going to be here. And we're going to get back to you all in just a minute. America's Song on Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Stay tuned. Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was America's song, and that was to all the fathers who fought for this country. We love you. We thank you. We reverence you. We bow to you, because that's how you make this world a better place. You know, they say this country is founded on our forefathers. So to all of our ancestors out there, all the men in the generations of generations and generations, happy Father's Day. We've got Dr. David Hill here, and I have a little note here that I forgot to say happy Father's Day to you, Dr. David Hill. So welcome back to Max and Friends.
Hey, thank you.
Now, we've got a great question here. Actually, this was an email from Tracy, and it was actually a long email, but we've kind of cut it down for airtime. But Tracy writes, basically, my son comes back from staying with his father, so they're divorced, and is a little nasty with me. It takes him a few moments to get back to himself. What advice do you give?
You know, I find with kids who go back and forth, transitions can be really tough. I see this in my own house. You'd like as much as you can to keep things consistent. It depends how well the parents are cooperating with their value systems, obviously. You know, when you're in a divorce situation, you probably didn't agree on everything when you were married. And so it's not surprising you're probably not going to agree on everything now either. But hopefully the two of you can work together on the big stuff. If you can have that conversation with your ex, it's nice to actually bring it up. Say, hey, you know, our son seems a little bit, you know, when he comes back, he's not nice for a little while. He has to sort of get back into it. How are you guys interacting? Do you find when he goes over to your place that you see that? You know, how do you address if he's disrespectful with you? And in our family, yeah, I have to say a lot. Look, I'm going to speak to you with respect, but you have to speak to me with respect as well. And honestly, between the kid's mom and myself, for a long time, I was the less strict on that. I would kind of let him say stuff to me that, you know, if their mom would hear it, they'd be like, I can't believe you let him get away with that. Like, well, I don't know. I didn't want to be mean, you know. And I quote, well, you know, you can't let him talk to you like that. And actually, through talking to her about those situations, I've sort of strengthened up a little bit and said, hey, you know, I'm happy to have this conversation with you, but not in that tone. And so, you know, you have to have that conversation and say, do we have the same expectations of how we're going to communicate?
Yeah, no, I've seen that with children too, you know, when they go back and forth between parents and so on and so forth. And it's like the worst thing a parent could do is talk badly about their mother or father or their parent in front of the children. I think that's the worst thing y'all can do. Keep your parenting, you know, fights to yourself, parents. Don't get your kids involved, because they're going to grow up resenting both of you in most cases. Yeah. So keep your mind
really
smart.
Keep
your mind smart.
One of the best pieces of advice I got on parenting in two households recently, or really on parenting in general, was that it's okay to discipline an upset or depressed child. And, you know, that's a hard thing to do. You think, man, I put this kid through this divorce, and now his life really stinks, and, you know, I can't ask any more of him than to deal with this. And yet, you can still ask him to clean up his room, treat you with respect, get his school stuff together on time. You know, you can't drop all expectations for your child just because what they're going through right now really kind of stinks.
Absolutely.
Yes, it does, but.
But.
Yeah, there you go. But, hey.
Well, you know what but means?
Expectations don't stop.
I heard this saying once before. But means, forget what I just said, now listen to what I'm going to say. Right? People say, I love you, but I don't want to fight you, but. So when you hear that but word, y'all better butt out. Now, we just got a tweet from Mark, and Mark is a single dad, and he said his daughter is 14. Is she too young to date?
Ah, boy. You know, I know for my own daughter, I would like to see her a bit older before she's unaccompanied with a boy. You know, I guess it depends on what you mean by date. You'd want to know what kind of supervision is going on. There is a really substantial proportion. I don't have it in front of me right now, but it's a relatively high proportion compared to what you'd guess of teens who have had their sexual debut by age 14.
And oh, it's so staggering.
Yeah,
it's scary.
Really. I mean, it's actually, I'll tell you this, Max, though, this is good news. It's lower than it used to be. For those of us who are fond of thinking of the younger generation is you know, just lost, they're actually doing better than we were when we were young. So there's actually a good trend there. Kids are delaying sexual debut. They're using condoms more. They're having fewer babies. So we're seeing a good trend. And yet, that doesn't mean it's time to relax, you know.
Right.
So I think, you know, what does that mean? Does that mean we'll all go to the movies or, you know, I'll drive you guys off to the theater, pick you up when you're done? Yeah, maybe. Does that mean, you know, you guys can come over and hang out in the basement? Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Right, and you put a parenting webcam down there.
Yeah, you know.
Y'all can hang out anywhere in the house, but you're on camera.
Yeah, you know.
Now, we've got Chris tweeted us, and he said, what was that website you mentioned? I think it was helpyourchildren.org. Is that it?
Oh, healthychildren.org. Yeah, I didn't say that very clearly at the time. Kind of swallowed it. Healthychildren.org. It's just all run together, of course. But it's a website of the American Academy of Pediatrics with parent-oriented device. Advice on over 1,000 subjects, I think, on there, tons of stuff, and written in a very relatable kind of bullet point kind of style where you can just say, okay, this is what I need to do.
Well, that's one. Speaking of websites with tons of stuff, we hear that you're on Live Strong and eHow.
Yeah, I've got videos up. I've been doing videos for demand media for many years. We've got a lot of movie industry here in Wilmington, North Carolina. They're actually filming Iron Man 3 down the street now. The studios like said, hey, you want to get up and do some of these? So, yeah, you can look online if you want to learn how to clean out your child's ear or deal with sinusitis or headaches or migraines, constipation, healthy diet. I'm up there.
All right. Well, you know, that's funny because I'm on eHow too with Demand Media. I do my cooking thing on there, so I get it. It's fun. It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Quick advice. But so here's the deal. I need to know what's the best advice, because you have a very interesting story about your father and growing up. What's the best advice your father gave you?
Wow. Boy, that's tough. You know, I don't know if I can boil it down to a single sentence of advice, but I think more that he set very high expectations of me, that I would excel at whatever I tried. At least if it was something I was, you know, pole vaulting, not so much. But, you know, among those things that I had reason to think I could be good at. That I would hold myself to a very high standard. And he set an amazing example and continues to this day. My dad's actually also a pediatrician. He's still in practice. He's a professor of pediatrics at the University of Tennessee in Memphis. And, you know, I think every day that I walk into a patient room, I still imagine if my dad was looking over my shoulder, if he was in here with me, would he be proud of how I did this? Or would he be kind of shaking his head and going, no, man, you got to do better than that. So, yeah, that hangs over me every day. I think both setting an example of taking pride in what you do and also being honest when you weren't happy with what you did. You know, I think you have to honestly say, you know what, I wasn't at my best right there, and here's how I'd like to be better.
Absolutely. Now, if you could only give your three children one bit of advice, what would that be?
Oh, man. You know, I do it every day, and it's pretty much the same advice. I tell them, do what's hard. And that's tough advice, but honestly, anybody can do what's easy. If success in life were made up of taking naps and watching TV and playing video games, we would all be gazillionaires. You know, it's the person who can study a little longer, who can run a little harder, who can, you know, shake a few more hands, whatever it is that it takes to succeed in what you're doing. You got to do just a little bit more of that than the next person if you want to succeed. And whether you're bright or cute or come from a good family or whatever, it's only going to take you so far. And ultimately, you're going to have to be able to buckle down and do a little bit more.
Absolutely. Well, my piece of advice for everyone listening tonight, you're listening to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. I am your host, Max Tucci. My guest tonight is Dr. David Hill. The book, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. My advice is you go on Amazon.com right now, get the book, send it to your father. Even if you're a kid and you think your father needs to be a better father, write in the book. Daddy, I want you to read this book. Well, Dr. David Hill, thank you for being here tonight at Max and Friends. Again, how can people reach you?
You know, they can find me on Twitter at @dadsbook. The book is at Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available at aap.org. That's the website of the American Academy of Pediatrics. We do have a Facebook page for Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro. So I'm all over, and I'm always happy to communicate with readers and see what people are thinking.
Wonderful. And before I let you go, what do you want your legacy to be?
My legacy, wow. I want three kids who are really proud of what they do. That would be great.
Well, that's some great advice right there for other parents to have for their legacies to be too, to have your kids be exactly who they were born to be. Well, Dr. David Hill, thank you for being here on Max and Friends. We're going to play another song for all those dads out there tonight. And the book again, everyone, Dad to Dad, Parenting Like a Pro, Dr. David Hill here on Max and Friends. Thank you, Dr. David.
Thank you so much, Max.
It's my pleasure. Have a great evening and happy Father's Day again.
You too. All right.
Cheers. Have a great night. Well, everyone, that is Dr. Dave, the book, Dad to Dad. I'm telling y'all, we're going to do some things here on Max and Friends that are going to inspire you. And I think that's a great book right there that's going to inspire you and give you what you need to know about parenting. I know it's tough out there. I'm not a parent, but I know I grew up with my mom. She was a single mom. She was my mother, my father, and she is my mother and my father. But you know what, everyone? We're going to have Stephen Gann here tonight, but gigolos, you know how they go. That phone rings. They got a gigolo go. But we'll have him back, so no worries there. I'm going to play a mantra for you, uniting people, from Swamiji Balindu when he was here the last time. He's a father. He was going to be on tonight, but he's in India. There's a time change. He has a young daughter. So we're going to say to Swamiji Balindu, namaste to you, and we're going to get you back on Max and Friends. So until then, let's play real quick, Uniting People, which is a mantra that we're going to spread out to the world tonight by Swamiji Balindu. When we're back, I got some news for you. Stay tuned.
Devi prasid paripalaya noribhiter nityam yatha suravadhad dhunaiv sadyah papani sarva jagatam prashamam nayashu utpat paak janitansh mahopasargan.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Swamiji Balindu, Uniting People, the mantra. I love it. I live by it. I got to let you know, this is the news I got for you, some fun news. The Max Tucci app is now available on iPhones and iPads. How you doing? And it's free. That's right. I'm free. So go click on me. Have fun with me. You can get in touch with me on my own app. It's Max Tucci. And it's for iPhones, smartphones, Androids, steroids, whatever. It's everywhere, and I'm loving it. I think it's fun. I want to communicate with you all. I want to spread my love to you all. So now I'm just a button away, a click away, and I'm your friend for life. That's why this is Max and Friends here on LA Talk Radio. But I got to say thank you to Ronan for being in charge tonight. He's always doing such great things for me on the show. Every time you hear music or Max and Friends, he's the one in the studio, making things happen. So thank you, Ronan, for being here on Max and Friends and helping me out. Well, everyone, I'm going to let you go. But before I let you go, Chester C. wrote a song called This One's For You. And I'm dedicating this to my father, Mario Carlo Tucci, my grandfather, Oscar Tucci, and my other grandfather, Julius Tiscus, and my Uncle George. I love you all for listening. Have a wonderful week. Take life to the max. Love one another. Be still and know. And this one's for you, fathers. Good night. And see you next Sunday. I'm Max and Friends, LA Talk Radio. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Good night.
It's too much. There's no time. Takes too long. It's not my fight. It's easier to turn away. Fault. Don't understand or care to find out. It's easier.